It is. Not only Friday, it's Good Friday. And hello, welcome to the About Mansfield Consumer Advice Series. I'm your host, Steve Casillo. And today, as we always do on Friday, whether it's Good Friday or any other Friday, we bring right over there our Philip Washington Jr., our financial philosopher. That's what I was trying to think of. Say hello to the Mansfieldians.
How's it going, Mansfieldians?
Today, we are not talking about honey glazed carrots. We're talking about building financial confidence. And to me, there's kind of a fine line between confidence and ego.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that.
Talk about that.
Because I, you know, and I feel like we weave in out of both. I know I have in my life. But the definition I have today is ego is more of the idea that you hold about yourself and or a topic. If we can put ego as, let's call it ego, mental forms, right? The mental forms, the forms you hold in your mind. And confidence is a feeling, right? So feelings are what shapes the forms in our mind, right? How we think of ourselves. And so that's the big difference. You can perceive from the level of thought, right? So you can say, I am perceiving from the level of my thoughts. If I think a thought that is, I think, despicable, then I can judge myself based on a thought. If I take an action that I think is despicable, I can judge myself based on the action. If that action turns into a manifestation, a negative bank account, right?
Yeah.
Then I could be disgusted at the bank account. And I can link my self-worth to it on any one of those levels, right? And that's still at the ego level. The feeling level is where you say, oh, like feeling controls it all. So those are like just past manifestations. They're already done. It's like art. I made the art. The art is not the artist. The art is the art, right? The artist can always get better by raising their confidence, the way they feel about themselves, and express better art.
So help me out here. If I'm thinking, okay, the difference between ego and confidence. If I were to go around town and with everybody, I stop and I say, you know what? I'm really good at what I do, which I am really good at what I do. Is that ego? Or to me, then I'm thinking confidence is a mental thing that I, within me, know that I'm good at what I do. But if I go around telling people I'm good at what I do, that becomes ego.
Yeah, I think it depends, right? There's a scripture that says you can never see God's face. So like, I can never know how you're feeling after what you said, right? Only you can know that. So I think a lot of times, sometimes, since I'm very confident, natural, and there's very few times where there's a gap in what I express and how I feel, like I may go around saying, I'm very good at what I do, but like my thoughts, feelings, and actions are aligned, right? So like my ego and my spirit are in agreement. You know what I mean? So I'm not doing it out of ego.
Sure.
I'm doing it out of alignment. But there are some people that are trying to manipulate the perception that people have of them, and there's no essence backing it. So they're just, you know, it's prevalent in politics and business. Right. Being a political season, and I won't pick on any politicians specifically, but yeah, like you see it a lot where it's all ego because there's no feeling, like there's nothing you can back, you know, their words with. Like, they're like a fiat currency. Right. There's no backing it. There's
all
nothing
right
backing it.
So let's bring this into a financials. You mentioned fiat and a financial situation here, the difference between confidence and ego and how this applies to the consumer.
Yep. So I feel like a lot of people try to approach changing their relationship with money from an ego standpoint. Right. They want to, you know, maybe do affirmations or read books or gain knowledge. If I just gain enough knowledge, if I just say this affirmation so many times, then I'm going to like get more money. And I'm like, maybe, right? There's a lot of people who make money through stress and struggle and fighting against themselves and using their ego to get the money, right? But what happens though is if you use the ego to get the money, then when the person that has more money than you pulls up, it deflates your ego and you don't, it doesn't give you the feeling that you want, right? Because when you say, I want to be wealthy, right, what you're really saying is, I want freedom. I want abundance. I want peace. I want joy. Well, you can feel that at any time, right? And that has zero attachment to like numbers, right? Or thoughts. And so if you can find financial confidence, like anybody can find financial confidence now, today, right? You just, you just imagine how it feels. You feel it. And what ends up happening, because the journey is a journey, right? So you're still going to read the stuff. You're still going to do the things. But if you're operating ego, ego is very impatient, right? Yeah. Ego does things like goes into debt to do a bad deal, right? Or go or make a long shot, you know, go buy a meme stock to get rich quick, right? Or ego, like I don't have a problem, like gamble. If you want to gamble, gamble. Like do whatever you want to do. But some people gamble to get rich and they get, and it's like a self-reinforcing cycle of being poor, right? Because you're doing it out of the wrong energy and you're not getting rich and then you're beating yourself up and then you just kind of continue to cycle.
Now, I'm gonna admit I do enjoy a game of blackjack, but I don't go into a casino with the intent that I'm going to get rich. I'm going to go into a casino with X amount of dollars to lose or win, and that becomes my evening's entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's a non-ego, you know, relationship with gambling, at least from my individual, just one man's perspective.
And by the way, I will leave the casino with more money than I started. Now that's confidence.
that's confidence. Yeah, yeah. So, but if you feel it, then you go. There's no race. I'm not racing anybody. I don't need to catch up. I'm not too old, right? You know, people go, I'm this age and I don't have this amount of money. Well, who made the rule, right?
Right.
Your ego.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, just feel good about where you are. And then confidence, this is, sitting on my last confidence. Confidence is more like an interval, right? I call it the interval between feeling good and feeling bad, right? And so there's a, we all sort of operate on an interval, but when there's pure confidence alignment, right, there's no rush because you're like, the manifestation means nothing, right? I own the feeling now. Right. And by the way, like when you own the feeling now, like making money gets a little bit easier, from your perspective relative to the amount you're supposed to get. Right. Because some people think, well, when I get pure confidence, I'm going to make $1 billion. Well, you know, I mean, like we all, maybe that's not where you are on your journey, but I'm just saying where you are on your journey for the level of money that you're ready to make. Right. It gets relatively easy. The more you're confidence point is around money in that period of time, right? I know I just said a lot, right. But
so knowing that you are going to retire comfortably, as opposed to I'm going to be retire filthy rich, knowing that I'm going to retire comfortably is a feeling of confidence.
Yep.
And
knowing that I am financially comfortable, right? Because I feel like even retirement is a resistant word. If people really sat in, we have a collective consciousness and a collective thought around retirement. And I know when I hear retirement, it takes me to some distant point in the future, right? That has all kind of feelings about it. So I just however you, and everybody processes thought differently. But for me, I just take out the word and I go, I'm financially comfortable right now. Right. And if I just continue to expand that feeling whenever I get to there in the future, wherever there is, I'm going to have an expansion of confidence because I've practiced confidence. And from that confidence, I've made better, more confident, good decisions, which from a logic standpoint, mean I probably should have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Retirement's in the distant future for you. For me, it's like right around the corner.
Yeah. And, look, and I know what your advisor told you, Steve.
And there's no ego involved with that.
There's no ego involved in it.
Yeah. So let's recap, or if you've got anything left in the minute or so we've got left in terms of ego versus confidence or building financial confidence, lay it on me.
I think approaching money from a relationship standpoint, the way you would treat a real relationship, I think is helpful because in a real relationship, the more positive thought feelings you have about the the subject that you're focused on, the person you're focused on, or in this context, money, personify money, right? Have a relationship with money. Monitor how you think about your love, right? And just know, as that relationship improves with your love, then your ability to understand complex money things will advance, right? Your impulse to make good decisions will advance. Your impulse to make bad decisions will go away. And the net result of that will be better financial positions, and better financial positions lead to better financial outcomes. And that compounds over time. And that manifests as like money, dollars or Bitcoin, however you quantify it.
And I would imagine if you're not in a position in your life, whether you're in your 20s, your 40s, or your 60s, if you're not where you feel you should be, you need to make a change. And a change could be something as simple as develop a side hustle, create a second job. And what I mean by that is I ran into a guy, he's actually in his 20s, and he's working about 20, 25 hours a week. And I thought, you know what, this is really an opportunity for you to go out and find or create another 20 to 25 hours a week side hustle, and even maybe just take that side hustle money and put it someplace where you're going to see it 40 years from now.
That's some great advice, Steve.
But, you know, if I had given that advice to 20-year-old me, some decades ago. Yeah.
Look, I'm glad, because if you did, then you'd probably be super rich and we wouldn't know each other.
If someone wanted to reach out to Philip Washington Jr. to help build their financial confidence, how can they get a hold of you?
Best way is stonehillwealthmanagement.com. That's stonehillwealthmanagement.com.
Always sage advice coming from our financial philosopher, that is Philip Washington Jr. We do this every Friday. Happy Good Friday to you and Kelly and the kids, and let's do it again next week.
Thanks. Same to you, Maria, and your family.
We appreciate you listening to the About Mansfield Consumer Advice Series. By the way, if you own a business and you are interested in being a part of the Consumer Advice Series, if you have the knowledge to give information in 10-minute increments to the consumers, shoot me an email to info@aboutmansfield.com. Again, that is info@aboutmansfield.com. We'll tell you how we can get you all set up. Appreciate it. We do it again next week right here on the podcast.